Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Miguel Vargas has a new path to the majors. Let's discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, July 2nd. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. Five prospects on the verge of getting the call. Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers, Jared Kelnick with the Mariners, Max Meyer with the Marlins, Esteury Ruiz with the Padres, and Brian Bello with the Red Sox. What is this new path for Miguel Vargas?
It's the outfield, Frank. It's the outfield, something he hadn't played until making a couple appearances there very recently in left field. Vargas has gotten some exposure to first base, second base before. So, you know, it's not crazy to see the Dodgers try him in left field, especially since he should have pretty good range out there. He's a fast runner. And the reason why I think it could be his path to the majors is because they just lost Mookie Betts, and they don't really have a lot of outfield depth. You know, they traded AJ Pollock before the start of the season. Lately, they've had to make do with Trace Thompson and Eddie Alvarez out there. Not really, you know, championship caliber players there, either one of them. And Vargas, you know, obviously seems like he would be an improvement. Now, Betts' injury doesn't sound like a long-term one, but even so, they could use Vargas in a bunch of different places, including third base. You know, Justin Turner and Max Muncy, who they've mostly been using there this year, neither one of them is performing up to expectations, and you know, just may not bounce back like they're hoping. Vargas, hitting wise, this is what Dodgers general manager Brandon Gomes had to say about Vargas's hitting. We feel really strongly about his ability to hit. I think he can roll out of the bed and hit. So that's not what's keeping Vargas out. And so I just get the feeling this is going to happen sooner than later for him with the Dodgers trying to hold off the Padres.
Fair enough. All right, let's take a look at the five prospects on the periphery. These are names doing something of note as of late. Cole Reagans, starting pitcher with the Rangers. David Villar, a third baseman with the Giants. Ricky Tiedemann, a starting pitcher with the Blue Jays. Mason Montgomery, a pitcher with the Tampa Bay Rays. And Matt Mervis, a first baseman with the Cubs. What do we think here, Scott?
So this is an interesting group. You've got Ricky Tiedemann, who's kind of emerged as an elite pitching prospect this year. He's still only 19 years old, left-hander in the Blue Jays system. And like, he has just, the most hits he's allowed in any start is 4. His swinging strike rate is 19%. He has just tremendous stuff. And the numbers are so good. Like, it's hard not to see him as one of the best left-handed pitching prospects in the game now. So stock way up for Ricky Tiedemann in dynasty leagues. But you also have some older prospects who aren't, you know, have never gotten much hype before. So, you know, it might be easy to dismiss them as just, okay, kind of quadruple A types, ones who aren't really going to contribute in the majors, despite the numbers they're putting up in the minors. But I don't think that's necessarily true, especially for Cole Reagans of the Rangers. Now, he's a left-handed starting pitcher. He's a former first-round pick, but he has had Tommy John surgery twice, and then in addition to that, lost the 2020 season due to the pandemic. So he's been stalled in the minors for a while, and this year he's finally delivering on his potential. He's been compared to Cole Hamels before as a guy with a low to mid-90s fastball, great changeup, left-handed pitcher who throws strikes. And, you know, he's doing it at AAA. So Cole Reagans could get the call soon
for the Rangers. David Villar of the Giants, a third baseman, 25 years old, but hasn't been in the minors for that long. Drafted out of college, obviously. He's already up over 20 homers in, just a couple months' time down there in the minors. So he's been delivering big power. He's been getting on base at a high rate. The strikeout rate is also high. And of course, he's in the Giants system. So you wonder how much opportunity he would have to play full time anyway. But it won't take long in a dynasty league to see if he's going to sink or swim. So David Villar is interesting for that reason. And then Matt Mervis, I want to highlight him of the Cubs. They don't have an heir apparent at first. They don't have an obvious heir for Anthony Rizzo at first base. And Matt Mervis, 24-year-old, up to Double A now, is hitting well over 300. He's about to 20 homers as well, 20 doubles as well. And, the numbers just really jump out at you. And as a left-handed hitter, he might be able to make it work. You know, I'd worry a little more if he was a right-hander. That lowers his utility a bit as a guy who's limited to first base. But Matt Mervis is somebody to keep an eye on.
Scott, I know Frank Schwindel is hurt right now, but come on. What is he, chopped liver?
I mean, he's not a long-term building block, I will say that.
Well, tell that to my dynasty team. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.